Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Jory and the Coffee Psychic, and we have got another wonderful show. As usual, our guest astrologer, Dave Gunning, has joined us once again for our last Thursday of the month for doing a great astrology show. Where are my words? Anyway, so what we're going to talk about tonight is we're going to talk about the moon and the sun and how they interact with each other in your charts. So, and again, everyone knows this is a live call-in show, so please call in with any of your psychic questions at all. When you call in, we like to have your name, where you're calling from, and then Dave needs your birth date. So please give us your name, where you're calling from, and your birth date. And remember, there are a lot of people in line, so make sure you ask one question only. Dave's going to help you out. If you need a question answered by me, Jory and the Coffee Psychic, then please ask as well. And then we're going to have a great night. So let's welcome Dave here to the show. Dave, are you there?
Good evening. How are you, Jory Ann?
Hey, I am great. I am so great. I was getting a little worried. It was like, oh, no, I don't see Dave's number here. And you remember how sometimes some people have had a hard time calling in? So it's like, you know, every so often something weird happens. And I don't know if that's when Mercury's in retrograde or what's going on. But
yeah, that can happen.
So how are you?
I'm good.
Great. So, Dave, would you tell our listeners, you know, we talk about I got my dogs playing in the background. We normally talk about a lot of different topics surrounding astrology, you know, the sun sign, the moon sign, things like this. But tonight, you thought it would be a great idea to see how the moon and the sun interacts with each other. Is that it, or what were you thinking?
Yeah, well, in astrology, we use 10 planets, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. Those are the faster moving planets. And then we also use the slower moving planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. But the Sun and Moon, well, let me explain what they are. The Sun represents who we are becoming in this lifetime. It has a lot to do with our character. It has to do with, a lot of times it has to do with health, has to do with career sometimes. And basically, it basically is that part of you that says, I don't want to leave planet Earth unless I have achieved something for the Earth, for mankind. Okay, that's that part of us. That's the sun sign. The moon sign represents your emotions, your feelings, right in the exact moment, okay? And depending on what signs these two planets are in, we call sun and moon planets in astrology, but depending on what signs they're in determines how they interact with one another. So, for instance, I'll give you an example. Today we have sun is in Virgo now, and the moon today is in Capricorn. It's the 27th of August, so it's in Capricorn. And those are both earth signs. So depending on what degree they're in, will determine, will basically say that the sun and the moon are working well together, because those are both earth signs, you see. And earth signs work well together. You have three earth signs. You have Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Well, this moon is in Capricorn. And so overall, that affects the entire globe. Everybody has moon in Capricorn. Of course, depending on what time it goes in the Capricorn, maybe different from certain parts of the world than others. But basically, for us right here in the United States, we're influenced now by the moon in Capricorn. So that's more serious, hardworking, ambitious, focused on achievement and success in your life. And when you have sun together with the moon, that's considered a trine aspect. So they work well together. So people who have, now that this means that somebody born today would have sun in Virgo and moon in Capricorn. So depending on, let's say that they were both near the same degree, or maybe only a few degrees apart, that would indicate that the person may have not, now this does not take into consideration all the other planets, so you have to look at the whole chart. But just taking the sun and moon alone, those two planets working together in earth signs would mean the person would be born under those two planets, sun and moon, would probably have a head start in achieving success in their life, because they have, and they're both very hardworking signs, so the person would be a very hard worker. So that's a good relationship between those two planets. Now, our caller in, people that call in, they'll give me their sun sign. I'm not going to go into their moon sign because that's going to be a little bit more complicated. I have to go looking up a number of things there. So I'm not going to look at the moon, just the sun. But, for instance, if the person calling in, I'm just going to say this to the caller ins, people who call in, if they know their moon sign, I can give them an idea of the relationship between those two signs in their chart. But today, the sun and moon are working well together. They're in harmony, so that's good.
Beautiful.
But sometimes the sun and moon are in friction with one another. They're in signs that don't agree, and that can be a problem in terms of trying to achieve success. You may be more motivated towards success, and that's a good thing, but it may take longer, and it may take some, you know, three steps forward, two steps going back, or whatever, to achieve success. It may take longer, it may be more of a struggle, depending on the relationship between those two planets, sun and moon.
But even with those people having those planets and in a way that they conflict with each other, have you seen people that really work hard and they're just so determined that they're just going to make it no matter what, Dave?
Yeah, well, that if they're conflicting. So, for instance, let's say the person has sun in, let's say they have sun in Sagittarius, but they have their moon in Pisces. Okay, those two signs. conflict because they're both what we call mutable signs in astrology. They don't agree with one another. So the person will be more, like you say, will be more motivated towards success. It may be more of a struggle, and it may be harder. It may take that person longer to achieve success, but it generally comes out in the end that the person can be successful if they keep trying, if they stay motivated, and they don't give up and get frustrated. You see, so like the sun has to do with your character, the moon and the emotions. So those two planets are very they're intrinsically intertwined, because the ego, which is the sun, and the emotions, which is the moon, has a lot to do, their interaction has a lot to do with success in our life. So this is just a kind of a quick study. There's much more to it than that, but it's kind of a quick study of how the two planets relate to one another.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, because I know there's a lot of people that are curious about this. You know, two things I want to put out there. You've been working with astrology for so long, Dave, as long as I've known you. And again, we used to study hypnosis together. That's how we came to know each other. Mm-hmm. And I know that you do personal private charts for everybody. You can do them around the world. You can do them by Zoom or on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if
mm-hmm.
people are interested in either getting a full chart from you, or if they want to go ahead and take any astrology classes, I know you teach those as well. So how can they contact mm-hmm. you, Dave, for any of that?
Well, the fastest way to get directly to me, and I'll answer you right back, is to contact me through my email address, which is astrogunning, one word, at sbcglobal.net. And if they email me, I'll email them right back. And if they want a reading, I can, even if they don't live close by, if they live, you know, in Washington, D.C. or California or wherever, we can always do the reading by Zoom. So, and I've done those a few of those of late. So that's a good thing. So all I need is their birth time, their birth date, their birthplace, and their name and where they live. And I can proceed from there and then do a chart. We can set up a date, and we do it by, let's say we do it by Zoom. They send me the link, and we do the reading on the day and time. And then we see each other face to face, even though we're maybe hundreds and hundreds of miles away from each other. I can still do it, seeing them face to face. That has worked out very well. So
I'll tell you, the coronavirus has taught me how to do stuff on Zoom a lot lately.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, a lot of people are working with Zoom now to keep their businesses alive. You know.
Totally. Well, are you ready to take a caller?
Let's do it.
All right. All right, everyone, please give me your name, where you're located, and then your birth date for Dave. Hello, caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Victoria, and I'm calling from Connecticut, and my birthday is July 19.
Okay, so you're a Cancer,
mm-hmm.
and you're approximately about a 29 degree, 28, 29, you're a late degree Cancer. You're a few more days later, you would have been in Leo.
Yes.
Do you have a little background in astrology at all?
I don't know if you, not really. I mean, I love into that, but I'm not, I wouldn't say like I have a background in it.
Okay. Just the reason I asked is I was just wondering if you knew what your moon sign was in.
No.
Okay, that's okay, no problem. What is your question?
So my question is about my love life.
Mm-hmm.
I recently met a man named Rob, and I have his birthday as well if you need it. But I've gone out with him 3 times so far, and I was just curious what you're seeing between him and I moving forward.
When did you meet him?
So I first started chatting with him because I met him on a dating app. So it was like in the beginning of June.
Beginning of June. Okay. So the reason I need to know that is because Pluto was in 24 degrees of Capricorn in the beginning of June, and you're a 28, 29 degree Cancer. So Saturn was pretty much coming, or I'm sorry, not Saturn, Pluto. Pluto was opposing your sun sign. And that would have indicated that that probably might have been the main reason why you met that guy at that time, because Pluto opposing your sun sign. Now, I don't know if there might have been something else going on as well, but, yeah, Jupiter was kind of opposing your sun sign as well. Do you feel that there was some kind of, oh, maybe power struggles going on there between you and that person, or what did you feel?
I didn't feel a power struggle. I mean, I really enjoyed starting to get to know him, and I feel like we align on a lot of things. But I was still in like the getting to know each other phase.
Okay, and has he not called you back, or what's the problem there?
So I feel like so he like got vulnerable with me about like you know, past relationships and stuff, and you know, opened up to me, and so now he's kind of been a little distant. So I'm just kind of unsure about.
Let me tell you this: because you're a late degree Cancer, we have three planets now in the heavens: Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto. All going into late degrees of Capricorn. They're opposing your sun sign. Jupiter isn't so bad opposing your sun sign. That may be even a good thing. But Saturn and Pluto opposing your sun sign can indicate that this is not the best time to meet somebody, okay? I would say for you that when Saturn goes into Aquarius later in the year, you'll be out of that cycle. And Pluto will still be opposing your sun, not as closely opposing your sun as it is right now. So right now, I just have to say, astrologically speaking, Victoria, this is not necessarily the best time to meet somebody, because you may meet people, but they may not be, the timing is wrong. And so therefore, the relationship may not last, it may separate, may end. Or you get into a relationship that just doesn't feel comfortable for you. So, you know.
I'm picking up the same thing too, Dave, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's going to be something you have to wait a little while longer before you reach a cycle where things are going to work out much better for you. But right now, it's not the best time. It's not a matter of that person being necessarily a bad person, and you being a bad person. It has nothing to do with that. It just means that it may be that this person may not be the best for you. You know, he may not be good for you, and you may not be good for him. You know, but either way. So I would just wait a few months more and wait for that the cycle of Saturn and Capricorn to pass, and I think you'll be better off.
And then let us know what happens, Victoria, and thank you so much for calling in. All right, we're going to move on to our next caller now. Hello, caller. Hi, who is this and where are you calling from? All right, what I will tell you is that some people will call in just to listen to the show. So so make sure you guys, when we answer your call, if you're not listening in, speak up right away. Hello, caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is P. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Pam. Okay, hi, Pam.
Yes.
And what is your birthday?
12/9.
December 9th?
Yes.
Okay, so you're about a 19-degree Sagittarius. And what is your question, Pam?
Relationship. What do you see in regarding relationships?
Yeah.
Romantic.
And are you looking for somebody, or did you find somebody and you want to know if this is a good time or what?
I'm just dating someone.
How's that going?
I just wanted to, off and on.
Okay. Well, you have, right now, unfortunately, like the last caller, it's not. This doesn't have to do with Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto. In your case, it's Neptune. Neptune's around 19 degrees of Pisces, and it's squaring your sun sign. So it's almost as if the people that come to you right now, they come in, and then they kind of just drift off and drift away. And then somebody else will come in, and then they drift away. They don't, it's not go ahead.
I met this person 6 months ago.
How much?
Six months
ago? Okay, yeah, and that's fine. But right now, so how is it, let me ask you this. How, characterize how it has been in the past 6 months.
It's been okay. Communication could be better. But it is long distance. So this person lives in another state.
Okay.
So,
there's a red flag right there in a way, because with Neptune squaring your sun, it's almost like Neptune has this sort of mystical feeling about it, a kind of an evasive feeling about it. It's almost like trying to grab onto a cloud. You can't. You just go right through it. And so with Neptune squaring your sun, it's like you could meet somebody and it's kind of going well, but you can't really establish it as a relationship that's going to be long-lasting. Because right now, it may have been good 6 months ago, although I would say that you were still under the Neptune then even, and now it's even closer to squaring your sun, so it's like he's not somebody that you can sort of grab onto and hold onto. There's a feeling of being this person slipping away from you. So, again, it's a matter of timing with you. It might be better later on. It probably will be. I'm sure it will be. But right now, it just feels kind of like this guy is not really there. And in fact, he isn't there because he's out of state. Have you guys ever met? Hello?
Yes.
Yep. Hang on.
Yes.
You have, right? Yeah.
You have met?
Mm-hmm.
And how was it when you met?
It was really good. We had a great time. The energy is really good.
But you said the communication wasn't good. What did you mean by that?
I mean, I guess my interpretation, I'm a person who is really big on answering the phone when I call.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't always happen. So that gets on my nerves. But
you know, go ahead.
But the person is very generous and giving.
Okay.
But that's one of the issues.
Okay. So anyways, the fact he's out of state can be what I'm saying. He's kind of not there. He's kind of away from you. He's far away. You know, it's hard to reach out for him. But the other thing is, he's maybe not. I'd have to look at the whole chart to see what's going on. In other areas of your chart, you may say this is good, but I don't know right now if it's going to work out. You may have to wait a while. Neptune moves very, very slowly, and it's going to be there for a while where it's at right now, and it's going to be like this feeling of I can't reel him in. You know, he's there. He's a nice guy, but it just – this relationship doesn't feel solid on the ground. That's how I would characterize it right now. So you might take that into consideration moving forward.
Yeah, and then just let us know, Pam, how that turns out. We always love to get the feedback, especially when Dave is right. You know, give us a call. Let us know what happens. All right. We're going to move on to our next caller here. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, Jorianne, that they can call in and tell me that I was dead wrong too if they want. I don't care. It's a learning process for me, you know. I don't mind that.
Yes, positively. Positively. Well, I just want everyone to remember we have so many people that are waiting, and as much as you want to get your questions answered, so does everyone else. So let's ask one question, and then Dave is going to give you an answer. All right, thanks so much, Pam. All right, let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller. Where are you calling?
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi. New York, June 26th. Hi, and my name is Catherine.
And your name?
Catherine.
Catherine? Okay. Yeah.
June 26th, so you're cancer as well. And you're about a 6 degree, 7 degree cancer. Okay, what is your question?
I'm wondering if Eric is interested in me romantically, if anything will come of it.
This is a night of love calls.
Yeah, it is. Did you say his name was Eric?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know your chart at all?
I know my moon is Aquarius. My
okay.
Venus is Taurus.
Your Venus is in Taurus?
Yes.
Do you know what degree it's at?
No.
Okay, well, Uranus is in Taurus. Was it a kind of a surprise meeting or out of the kind of just kind of like, you know, came out of nowhere or what? How would
yeah.
you care? Okay,
yeah,
so
it was online. Yeah, I thought it was just like, you know, a fluke, but he keeps on, you know,
keeps on
contact.
Calling?
Yeah.
Well,
he's a Libra. I don't know if that's helpful.
Yeah, that's his sun sign may be trining your moon. That's good because, you know, here's there again. You look at when you look at comparison charts, and we haven't even talked about that, your sun is at 6-7 degrees Cancer, but his moon's in Libra. So that's a square. It's a little bit challenging, but it sparks an interest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have to see the rest of the chart, but the fact that you may have Venus in Taurus, you said, natally, right? Your natal birth chart?
Yes.
Well, Uranus is in Taurus. Now, I don't know what, I wish I knew what degree your Taurus was in, or Uranus was in, but it sounds like Uranus could be very close to your Venus, and that's good. That's exciting. I would pursue this. Now, I know it's, see, the thing is about relationships right now, and Joanne and I have talked about this, is the COVID-19 virus has prevented a lot of people from getting together. They're maybe chatting online or doing Zoom with each other, but which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But actually getting together,
yeah,
people have
yeah,
to be
no,
a little bit more
not.
Cautious, you know?
Yeah, he's not here anyway.
Yeah, I do feel like it's a good thing. I do feel like it could amount to something. I would keep pursuing it if you feel right about it. If you feel good, if you trust your feelings and you feel good about it, I would entertain this relationship for as long as it can go on, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, congratulations, Catherine. Good luck. Hey, Dave, you know what? I had a question. Somebody asked me this earlier. I told someone that I know that you were going to be on the show tonight. And it's very interesting because this person was adopted, and they literally have no way of getting a hold of their adoption paper, so they really don't know the birth time. So,
yeah.
And for any of our other listeners out there, Dave, what happens when somebody's adopted? How can you really do a chart for them? What does that look like?
The thing that is very important in astrology is the person's ascending sign. It's called the ascendant. Or the rising sign. It's not your sun sign.
What is that?
Well, it's not the sun sign, and it's not the moon sign. The rising sign is based on your time of birth. And
okay.
if you were to close your eyes for a minute and look directly east over the eastern into the eastern horizon,
okay.
And it was a clear field, no trees or anything like that. It would be, in other words, a clear horizon straight out. And you would imagine these signs coming up over the eastern horizon. Now, there's no signs coming up. But every 2 hours or so, a new rising sign, astrological sign comes up over the eastern horizon, and depending on when you're born, you can you have to. That's where the time is so important, because then you know your rising sign and what degree it's at, and your rising sign has a lot to do with your personality. Now that's different from your character and your emotions. Your rising sign has to do with your persona, how you react to things in the present. It's your attitude. It has a lot to do with, in some cases, it's even more true for the person than their sun sign. But it's very, very important to know the birth time so you can get that rising sign. But if you don't have the person's birth time, then you can just work with the planets. You can put the sun at the ascendant and work with all the planets in their sign, because you know where all the other planets are going to be. So it still gives you a lot of information. The only thing is you don't have the placement of the house cusps, and I'm not going to go into all that right now, but the rising sign and all the houses and their signs, you don't have that information, and you may not have the exact degree of your moon sign, but everything else you do. So you may have about 70-75% of the information a person needs. But if you were to come for me for a reading and you wanted to call in, always give me your birth time. That's based on the time on your birth certificate. That's where it will show. And so then I can do a complete reading based on having all the information.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you. I was just really curious when this person asked me. I said, I'm not sure what I said. I'll ask Dave.
Yeah.
So there we go. Thank you. All right, well, are you ready for another call, Dave?
Let's do it.
All right.
Hello,
caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
I'm Jennifer from Illinois.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
And when is your birthday,
Jennifer?
I'm not
going to ask about love this time, like everyone else.
Okay. All right. When is your birthday?
May 30th, 1979.
Okay, well, do you know your chart?
I do. I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Cool.
What is your question? And so you're about a 9-degree, 10-degree sun sign in Gemini?
Yeah, and I'm Leo moon.
And a Leo moon. Okay, well, that's good. See, now that's a good combination right there, because your sun and moon are in agreement. They're in signs that agree. And that's good for going forward in terms of success in just about anything. But what is your question?
Well, that's kind of what my question is. I got eliminated from my position at my work, and I'm not really sure what to do with myself next. I do Reiki, and I do a lot of different holistic healing things that come with Reiki. And I'm kind of ready to, go out on my own and try to do it, but I'm scared.
So you're about a 9-degree Gemini. And what is it? Do you want to go forward with the Reiki or not?
I'd like to kind of open my own business or open my own type of
And that's what you're afraid of, going up on your own. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I'm not having, a secure, regular job. I've worked at a place that got took over by a corporate place, and then I just didn't feel like I fit in anymore, and then they just up and eliminated me, so.
Well, you're just doing the Reiki right now, then?
Yes.
Okay. I totally encourage you to go forward with the Reiki, no question about it, okay? But I would also... And this is something I've had to go through. I had to experience myself for years and years and years. Is I almost had to support my astrology business with a full-time job. Okay, I always had astrology readings and always had classes and students, but it was never enough that I could, afford to live. So I always had some other job. So and you're a Gemini, so Geminis can do two different things at one time a lot. So having a job and pick a job out of the blue that fits with you, that you feel good about, pursue that, and then do the Reiki on the side. Let's see, I'm just looking at the chart here. Let's see. I look for planets in Gemini right now. The outer planets are not. But you do have some good energy with Mars in Aries. And that's Mars in Aries is really good. Jorianne can tell you about that. She's got three planets in Aries, and she's a go-getter. So this Mars in Aries will help you to right now to, especially when it's at 9 degrees. Oh, that was already in July. How was it during the middle of July? Did you feel like you were moving forward more with Mars on your sun? Or sex
Yeah, down? I felt more empowered at that time.
Yeah, Venus was on your sun sign. Right. Mars was sextiling your sun sign. They're not there now. They've moved off because they move very fast. But, and you have some good aspects coming up in September with Mercury in Libra. That trines your sun. Venus is in Leo. That's going to sextile your sun. So keep going forward with the Reiki, but I would also probably add some kind of other job to it so you can support yourself, okay? That's my advice.
And thanks, Jennifer. And again, you know, please give us a call. Or again, David, I'd like you to shoot your email out there again so people can get a full, more in-depth astrology chart with you.
Astro Gunning, A-S-T-R-O Gunning, one word, at sbcglobal.net. And I can give you a complete natal chart reading with all your planets, all your rising sign, all your house cusps, and then look ahead 1 year for you. That's what I usually do, look 1 year ahead and see what's going on, what kind of planetary cycles you're going to be affected by. And it answers all the questions that you have about love, career, money, home, family, you name it. It has everything about your life in that natal chart. So, and I can do the reading.
And I love your readings, Dave. I love your readings. You know, it's, and you guys, it's always better when you go to a reading with Dave. Bring your calendar, because Dave's going to give you dates. He's going to give you times. You get to write these little things in your calendar, like this is a good money day, good love day, don't get out of bed day. I mean, really, it's that clear.
Bring your calendar.
All right, so let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling from California.
Nathaniel,
how are you?
Good.
Nathaniel, when is your birthday?
Welcome to the show again.
May 1st, 1957.
Okay, May 1st. You've called in before, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're about a 10-degree Taurus, so what is... Oh, yeah, you got Uranus right on your sun.
Yeah, that's what they're saying right now. Uranus is going away with the home run.
Yeah, Uranus... So things got... Things got to be going pretty good for you right now, aren't they?
I guess. It seems like they're going okay.
Okay.
It seems to be improving, you know.
What is your question?
How much of improvement will I expect with the Uranus coming now?
God, Uranus is going to be on your sun sign. It has been since July. All this month. It's been in Taurus, and it continues into Taurus all the way to the end of September. So Uranus on your sun sign is good for career and career opportunities. It's also good for health. If you're in bad health or were in bad health, it should improve. How's your career and job and everything going?
Well, I have two jobs going now, so I'm just figuring out. I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm juggling two jobs. I have a Gemini moon and a Gemini rising.
Oh, wow. That's the reason why you have two jobs, because Geminis are the twins. Geminis are very, very, they're the best sign of all for handling more than one thing at a time. In fact, Geminis are the one sign that you'll see dating maybe two, maybe three even people at the same time. They can never make up their mind which is the one that's the one for them in the long term. So, but they can handle, they're very good at handling a lot of different things at the same time. Sort of a jack of all trades, master of none. So, but Uranus on your sun is exciting. That's a really good energy to have right now, and it's going to last probably until at least till the end of September. And even then, it's going to be at 9 degrees Taurus all the way through October, so because Uranus moves very slowly. So the degrees that it's in right now are moving very slowly right over your sun sign. And so things should go well. But the thing is, The only way that they're going to go well for you is if you take advantage of the energy and put it all out there, whether it's a relationship, a job, money. Here's the other thing about Uranus and the Sun. Be daring. Be bold. Be bold. Do the things that you never thought you could do before, and now is the time to do them because it should go in your favor if you try different things, exciting things.
Beautiful.
Things, maybe taking a different, going on a trip somewhere that you always wanted to go. Well, okay, of course, the coronavirus is going to put a damper on that. That's the thing about right now, especially with your Uranus and your Sun. Boy, the coronavirus is really putting a damper on things. But you could take advantage of Zoom and internet dating or whatever the case may be. I don't know if you're married or not, but whatever. Use the internet right now because that's the way to communicate, I guess. Unless, of course, you decide that you wanted to get together with somebody and you keep a safe distance, you know. Everything is sort of put on hold because of this virus, which has been going on for months now.
And Dave, I got to tell you,
when
you said to Nathaniel, take a risk, I saw skydiving in my head. So it's like, you never know. All right, well, let us know, Nathaniel, what happens. Now we're going to go on to our next caller, and let's see who's next online. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi, my name is Randy.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Randy.
Randy?
Okay.
Randy. Yes.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado, and my birthday is February 15th, 1971.
Okay, February
15th. Wow, February 15th.
You're about a 25-degree Aquarius. And what is your question, Randy?
My question is, do you see me? I need a new job. I want a new job. Let's put it that way.
Not a new job, okay. What are you doing now, and what do you want to do now? What are you doing now, and what do you want to get into?
I'm a preschool teacher.
Okay.
I have my degree in social work.
Okay.
But something happened where I'm having a hard time getting a job.
Well, it's bad time for that too because of the virus. It's not the best of times. You're a late degree Aquarius. Saturn will go into Aquarius at the end of December and get out of Capricorn. Jupiter. Well, I'm sorry, it's Jupiter and Saturn both. But they're not going to be into your degree for well into 2021. That doesn't mean you can't find something sooner, but that would be really good with Saturn going over your Sun and Jupiter going over your Sun sign. That would change things for you in terms of your career. Are you anxious to get out right away, or are you hoping that you're being patient?
I mean, I don't want to jump from one bad thing to another.
Right. Good.
There's things
good
about
advice.
It that I'm like, I could stay here, but I really don't want to.
I get it. All right, here's the thing. In September, Mars is going to station and go retrograde at 28 degrees Aries. It's going to be sextiling your Sun sign at around 25 degrees of Aquarius. Do you know your chart?
I don't know. I was looking for it. I did this a while ago, and I had my chart, but I can't find it. But I know my time of birth.
That's okay. I can't do all that right over the phone. But
sorry.
But you're about you said February 15th, right?
Yeah.
So, but you're about a 25-degree Aquarius. So when Mars stations and goes retrograde on September 9th, put it out there, the thing that you want. I know it's kind of hard because of the virus, but at least you can make contacts through, the internet. That'll be your thing to go with. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Put it out there, and also too, at the end of Mercury's going to be right over your Sun on the 23rd of September, so that's good too. Mercury be trining your Sun. I mean, these aren't great aspects, but they're good, and they will help you to kind of give you more energy to do the thing that you want to do, okay?
Okay. Hi.
I can't see anything great right now, but I'm definitely seeing that you got to take advantage of the little things that you have going on right now, okay?
Okay, yep. Thank
you. Know
you.
Randy, I want to say one thing to you before we move on to our next caller. I personally see you writing a book. It almost feels like it's supposed to be a children's book, but clearly I see you writing books.
That's
okay?
So weird. People keep saying that to me, but I don't know. Thank you. So
that's good. You're
that
so welcome, honey. You're welcome.
Okay, take care.
Go
right, good
for
luck.
It. Go for it.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
You should start writing right now.
Dave, I can hardly say it again.
She should start writing right now.
Right. No
hesitation.
Doubt about it.
Just
yep.
Do it. Just do it.
Yep.
If she's still listening.
All these other people are saying
listening.
So. Please jump in. You know, I got to tell you, this time is going by so quickly, so I want to get as many calls as we can get in here before
okay.
We have to go. So let's see who is next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anne from California.
Anne from California, okay.
Hello, Anne.
Hi.
Anne, when is your birthday?
I am a super cuss. I'm 9/22/67.
Okay, so you're between Virgo and Libra.
Virgo and Libra.
Yeah.
And my time, it's not on my birth certificate, but I was told it was around 4 o'clock.
Who told you that?
The latest. My dad.
Okay. Well, that's the only thing you can go by then.
Yeah.
And that's, if people call in to me and they don't know their sign on their birth certificate, but they have somebody told them when they were born, and I just go with that. Okay?
Yeah.
So you're about a 0-degree Libra. What is your question?
Well, my question is about the cusp. What is that? How much of personality is Virgo and how much is Libra? Or what does cusp have to do with anything?
That's
a really
good question. That's a good question. I have this program. It's called Solar Fire. And when
uh-huh.
I put in all the person's information, now this is where your time is really important, because the timing, you could be so right on the cusp that the time would tell you whether you're a Virgo or a Libra, okay? I suspect, because you were born on the 22nd, correct?
Yes.
I suspect
sure.
that you're about a 0-degree Libra.
Well, I had my chart done in college.
Okay.
Which I've lost that, but
do you remember what it said?
So my mom is passed, so I couldn't ask her. But I remember then I asked her for my birth date and time, I mean, and it came out Virgo on the sun sign.
Okay, it could have been.
A Taurus moon. I remember a Taurus moon.
Okay, and, well, it could have been a 29-degree Virgo.
Yeah.
That's where the time is very important.
Right.
You know, you might want to, did you get my email address?
Is it on the Blog Talk site?
Well, let me give
Dave,
it to you.
It's on my, yes, it is. It's on there. But if, Dave, if you could put it out again, that'd be fantastic.
If you want to email me, I can look this up for you based on your, you said 4 in the morning or 4 p.m.?
P.m. Around 4:30.
Which was it, a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
P.M., okay. Just Astro Gunning, Astrogunning, at sbcglobal.net. And give me your birth date, birth time, as close as you, this is your dad told you it was at 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay. You might want to pin him down again and try to get a...
No, he doesn't
know.
He's not. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know for sure, so he thinks it's around 4. Okay, well, we'll go with that. And give me your birth date, month, day, year, your birth time, birthplace. That's important, too. And I can give you, and this is totally free of charge, because all you're asking me is for if your sun sign's Virgo or Libra. If you give me that information.
Well, I know it's Virgo. I know it's Virgo.
So you know it's 29 degrees Virgo?
Yes.
Okay, so
my question that I said was, do I still have Libra personality aspects? What does cusp mean?
How does Libra affect me? I get you. Okay, good question. No, I understand. I thought you were trying to figure out which it is. All right.
Yeah.
You're going to be affected somewhat by, you're still going to be a Virgo.
Yeah.
Okay, mainly Virgo, but you're going to probably show some characteristics of Libra as well, okay? And that's in your personality and your character. Basically, it has to do with your character, okay?
Okay.
What you're striving to become. Now, this is where you have to kind of make a self-study of yourself to find out which is more really. Are you more of a detailed kind of person, hardworking, secure conscious, or are you more Libra-like, which is sociable, interacting with people, likes to read, study, that kind of thing? You have to kind of, it may be a little bit of both, okay?
Well, yeah, but guess what? I do event management. So event management is definitely, you need both of those.
Yeah, that would be kind of characteristics of both. So, yeah.
Hmm.
But I still would like to know exactly, I would love to do a reading for you, but that's up to you whether you want to do that or not to go that far.
Yeah, I would still love that. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, well, then feel free to email me. But, yeah, you probably have characteristics of both. But then you have to take in the rest of the chart, you see. Your chart may weigh toward another sign based. You may have four or five. Let's say you had four planets in Capricorn, okay? You're going to be more Capricorn than you are going to be Libra or Virgo. So, you know, you have to look at the whole chart is what I'm saying. And so
it may not be important. Yeah,
go ahead.
throw out your email one more time because this is almost getting to our time right now. So how can
Astro
people contact you again?
Astrogunning at sbcglobal.net. And I'll even take questions, you know, one question. But, you know, if you want me to do a whole chart, then we can set up a date and time to do it and all that. But I'll take questions as well.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, let's see who is next online. Hello, caller. Hi there. Hello?
Hello.
What's
your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, here we go.
Hello,
caller. Hi, Hello. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Rosemary from New Jersey.
Did you say Rosemary?
Right.
Okay, and you're calling from New Jersey. And when is your birthday, Rosemary?
12/31/74.
So you're
Capricorn.
Right around. Yeah, I know, but I'm just. About a 10 degree Capricorn, maybe. Yeah, 9 or 10 degree Capricorn. Okay, well, what is your question?
I was wondering if a friend of mine he's a Scorpio, and if he was gonna call me directly anytime soon.
This is a
now,
boyfriend.
What did you say, honey?
Yeah,
guy friend. I was wondering if he's gonna call me directly.
Well, you're under good aspects right now with Uranus exactly trining your sun. This is very good. You've had some good aspects with all your planets and all the planets in Capricorn. Capricorns are the ones that are calling in right now. Capricorns and Cancers, because those are the opposite signs. It's possible. Jorianne, do you want to take the answer to this one? I don't have a specific.
Sure. What's this fellow's name, honey?
Ralph.
Ralph? Okay. Gosh. The way it looks to me is it feels like there was a closeness between you guys, and this is how it looks to me. It feels like there's a pulling away because he's uncertain of himself. He's not sure if he wants to be completely committed in a relationship right now. Also, I get a sense of him having had some upsets with a previous relationship, and it kind of feels like he's not complete with that. Does any of that make sense to you right now?
No, he's not coming back. He's remarried.
Rosemary, I'm sorry, it's breaking up a little bit, honey. I don't know if a lot of that makes sense to you right now, but when I feel this man around you, it really feels like he's pulled away because he's unclear about what he wants right now. So,
did you say he was married?
No, we're actually breaking up right now, Dave, with this lady.
Yeah, I can't hear.
So, Rosemary, hang in there, honey. To me, there's a lot of...
Let me just say one more thing about this. She's under some really good Uranus aspects. Uranus trining her sun, maybe some of her other planets too. I would say she should keep an open mind to other relationships right now.
Well, somebody by the name of John for sure. I'm clearly hearing a John, Rosemary.
Yeah, there's other people that she should be dating. I get the feeling.
Yeah.
So
right.
She's
still
listening.
Good luck, honey.
Take that into consideration.
Yes, let us know what happened. All right. Dave, I think we've got time for one more caller here, so let's see who we have online.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from? Yep.
I'm Luz Ospina, calling from Miami, Florida.
Welcome
from Miami?
Show. Yes.
Okay, and when is your what is your name? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Luz. That's L-U-Z. And my date of birth is April 7, 1978.
Okay, 17 degrees of Aries. And what is your question?
Work. Yeah.
What about it?
Some tensions with the COO. He seems to be misinterpreting everything I do, or like trying to start something out of nothing. So problem at work. So do you have any guidance about when would I be able to start a new position, or if there is guidance as to where should I look for a new position, field, anything will be helpful.
Okay. I get it. I'm seeing that toward the end of this month, which we're already here at the end of the month, and into the early part of September, you have Jupiter squaring your sun sign at 17 degrees Capricorn. You're about a 17 degree Aries. And this should give you a lot of confidence. This is the time for you to make some bold moves. Now, does that mean you have to confront your boss? Maybe. Does this mean you have to look for something else? Very possibly. But this is the time for you to take action and be a little bit more bold. And you're not afraid to be bold because you're an Aries. Come on. Of course, I don't know the rest of your chart, but...
I already confronted him, and he's still picking at it, so I think he wants me out.
Wow.
Okay, well, then it's time for... You know what you do with Jupiter squaring your sun? You look for something else. There's something out there that's better for you. And they're going to... If you go on interviews right now, Luz, you're going to find that the... other employers are going to see some real confidence in you. They're going to say, well, this woman, she's really, she knows what she is and what she wants and where she's going, and she's ready to make a bold move. And that is really something that employers are looking for. So unless you really want this job that you're in, I don't know, but...
No. This is transitionary.
No,
but it's just,
then I would go for something else.
Creating. Yeah, so I was calling to see if there is a window of opportunity in terms of timing during the next upcoming months.
Yeah,
that could be a better luck for me right now.
Because Jupiter's at 17 degrees Capricorn. It's going to be at 17 degrees Capricorn, and it's going to station on September 13th at 17 degrees Capricorn, squaring your sun. And it's going to be there all the way to the beginning of October. So from now to the beginning of October, peaking at its strength on September 13th, Jupiter squaring your sun, this will give you confidence to move forward, be bold and assertive, and just be yourself. And don't be afraid about what people think of you. Aries are usually not that way anyways. They're just like, you take me as I am, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What do you do? What is your job? What do you do in your job?
Oh, you know what, Dave? We just ran out of time.
Okay, so she's out. Okay.
Yeah. So again, just a reminder, you guys, if you'd like to get a full chart done by Dave, Dave, once again, can you give out your email address?
Astro, A-S-T-R-O, Gunning, G-U-N-N-I-N-G, at sbcglobal.net. Just contact me directly through my email. I'll get right back to you.
Perfect,
okay?
Perfect. I cannot believe that this has gone by so quickly. And again, remember, everyone, you can join us again here next Thursday at Blog Talk Radio, Story and the Coffee Psychic. And again, Dave will join us. Dave joins us every last Thursday of the month. So if you'd like to join us again, please do. And again, if you'd like to get a full in-depth psychic reading with myself, that number is 219-940-9292, and you can check me out at coffeepsychic.com. Well, good night, everybody. Dave, thank you so much. Big hugs.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Good night, everyone.